praise Jesus, praise God. I hope you are perfectly well and nourished in Christ. Oh my God, I have missed this. What? I have missed this space of ours. I have missed you. I have missed this corner of ours. I have missed podcasting. I have missed expressing myself. Wow, I'm so happy to be back. It has been 3 months, 2 weeks, I think. Wait, literally since they have begun, I have not podcasted. Wow. Do you know, I pressed the record button and my heart sank a little bit because of how much I missed this space of ours. What? I'm even losing words right now. Before proceeding, I just want to say Happy New Year. I pray that this year you will see God. I pray that this year God will do the impossible. I pray that this year God will do exceedingly abundantly above in your life. I pray that this year God will show himself in your life. I pray that this year is going to be there for you. What? I really, really missed us. I missed this, our space. But in everything, I want to thank God. I want to thank God because he has been faithful all through. I want to thank God because he has been God in my life. Do I have a reason as to why I got lost, you want to ask? Yes, I do have a reason. So when the year began, I understood that God was showing me a dimension of himself that I did not know. He wanted my relationship with him to go deeper than the way it was. And I understood that he wanted me to take a break. To take a break from podcasting and focus my mind, my everything to him. And that's what I did, because when we started the podcast, we agreed that this, our podcast will be led by his voice. So I couldn't disagree for the sake of a podcast, because I believe when my heart is nourished, when I get deeper with him, is when I can deliver even better for you to even come closer to him. So that was among the reasons as to why I took a break. Secondly, when the year started, I was at a point where I really wanted to serve God in the ministry that I have been attending to, and it's something that I'd never done before. And I was so excited about it, and also I wanted to really get to know the nitty-gritties of serving him. I didn't want to serve him for the sake of serving him or for the sake of being recognized or noticed, but I wanted it to come out of our relationship. I wanted my serving to even impact my relationship with him to go even deeper. So I wanted to learn, understand everything about serving him. So that was yet another reason as to why I took a break. But I'm back. I am back like I never left. Oh my God, I'm so happy right now. I'm so happy to be back. I'm so happy to meet you. I want to say thank you for every individual that texted, that called, that DM'd, that reached out to ask me why I went silent. I want to say I'm sorry for even going silent without notifying you guys. I am really deeply sorry. Forgive my misbehavior. And thank you for every person that texted, every person that was concerned as to why I got lost, for the encouraging texts. You know, every person that texted to tell me they missed my voice in the gym, they missed my voice in their house, they missed listening to me in the traffic, you know, in their cars. I'm so, so grateful. You have no idea how those texts encouraged me. They went a long way. Thank you so much. May God bless you abundantly. But anyway, we are back. Your favorite girl is back. Your favorite voice is back. I am so, so, so happy. I pray that, Lord, that this, my goal for this podcast still remains. I want to reach out to that one person who feels it's impossible for them to come back to Christ, to mend their relationship with God. I want to tell them that it's possible, because I was there. I was at a point where I felt it's impossible for God to forgive me, or it's impossible for me to mend my relationship with God. But I heard one word and it triggered me to dare and step in, you know. And I pray that that one, the same way I heard somebody's voice, I pray that the same way someone will hear my voice and go back to their maker, go back to their source of life, because God is our source of life. God is our source of joy. God is our source of providence. God is everything to us. Once we've disconnected to Him, we have lost everything. So I pray that my voice shall be used to bring someone back. I cannot wait for the day I will get a text that because of your podcast, I dared to try and fix. Oh my God, I will be the happiest girl. But I pray that even the episodes that will come, they will trigger you to go back to God. And even if you have already come back to God and you feel discouraged, you feel tired, I pray that you will hear my voice and you will be charged to keep going. Keep going, because tomorrow is better than today. And the sorrows of today cannot be compared to the joy of tomorrow. So I am so happy to be back. I am so happy to share the word of God with you. I am so happy to be the voice. You know, I am so, I don't know, I'm losing words. Anyway, let's get into the topic of today. Let's get into the next segment where we will talk about the topic of today. Welcome back. So the topic of today, God put it in my heart for I think 2 weeks now, but I was quite resistant. I felt it was not deep enough. I felt that it has been 3 months since I did an episode, and I thought I wanted something deeper than the topic that He has given me. But the more the days went on, the more clearer He was, so I gave in. But come to think of it, when He first laid that topic in my heart, I thought it's too shallow. But the more I meditated on it, the more I realized that no, it's not shallow. In fact, it's a deep topic that needs to be talked about. And it's something that I went through. It's something that was one of the major factors as to why I was that has been affecting my walk with Christ. It was one of the major factors as to why it took me long before daring to step in and mend my relationship with my Maker. And that topic is forgiveness. I really struggled in believing that God forgave me. And that was an issue as to why I took long before stepping into salvation. Before accepting Christ, I never thought that God can be this good to forgive me sins, even those that I knew I committed knowingly that I am sinning. I really struggled in believing that. And even after coming to salvation, yes, I had and I confessed that I am forgiven, but every time I would pray, after praying or after having some time with God, reading His word, just connecting with Him, immediately I am done. There's this voice. I don't know if it's a voice, it's a feeling that will come and condemn me, and I will be so sad. The voice will tell me that you're not forgiven. This God is not with you. In fact, these are things that are running in your mind, you know. And I will feel so bad. I can't explain how I would feel. It was such a bad feeling. You know, every time a discomfort or when things don't go my way or when something takes long, I start to relate it and think that, okay, maybe God has not forgiven me. That's why this and this is happening, or that's why this and that is taking long to manifest in my life. It's something
so horrible. I also struggle in forgiving myself. After coming into salvation, after getting deeper with God, after knowing really sin, you know, after the more I would get deeper with God, the more I would feel so damp, the more I would feel so bad over my past life, the more I would feel so useless over my past life, the more I would feel so horrible. I would be like, why would you do, why did you do this, Charity? You are so dumb to do all this. Why did you, you know, I would condemn myself, I would beat myself up, I would stress myself out. It was such a bad feeling. Like I'd not forgiven myself for the things, for my past life. I would remember things that I used to do, and I'm like, why didn't you just come back to God? Why did you, you know, why did you take that route? Why did you keep that kind of friendship? I was so hard on myself. And the last thing is forgiving others. You know, I didn't know, I thought I'd forgiven others, but in real sense, I had not forgiven some people who had not wronged me. I was picky with who I am forgiving and who I am not forgiving. I'd be like, this one, God, this one messed me. Do you remember this one almost, you know, I will tell God, like, this one almost put me into depression and you want me to forgive him? Please, I can't. And then someone who has not done me so much wrong, I'll be like, but that one I've forgiven. And that's not what God wants. He wants us to forgive everyone. So yeah, those things, unforgiveness, really harbored my walk with Christ. It really wasted my time. I got into a place where I was stagnant because there's so much unforgiveness in my heart for myself, for others, and even for believing that God has forgiven me. And it also was a harboring factor as to why I stayed for so long, or I wasn't believing that I am forgiven, so I didn't dare to step in the gap and mend my relationship with God. And I believe that this is something that it's not just me who went through this. I believe many of us have gone through such experiences, or in such scenarios. And I believe that that's not the plan of God. God does not want us to stay there. He wants us to overcome that and come to a place of total deliverance, total belief, total. He wants us to really experience forgiveness. So I thought of dividing the topic of today into those three sessions, and I'm going to talk about each one of them, and just to show you how you can overcome them, or you can come out of it. So yeah, let's meet in the next segment, where I will talk about forgiving others and why it's important. So before getting into the three dimensions of forgiveness that I'd mentioned earlier, I would like us to really understand the definition of forgiveness, because for a very long time, I had missed the point. I thought I knew what forgiveness is, but the more I gave my concentration to forgiveness, the more I realized that I had missed the point. For me, initially, forgiveness was telling someone that I've forgiven them, or telling me that I've forgiven me. But that was not the point. That is a step to forgiveness, but it's not the whole idea. The more I started looking into the factor, the more God gave me a different definition of forgiveness. God made me understand that forgiveness is wishing well someone who has done you wrong, genuinely well, from your heart, not just speaking it. From your heart, you wish them well. From your heart, you have no ill feelings or ill intentions or ill wishes against someone just because they did you wrong. God made me realize that forgiveness is actually preaching Christ to someone who has wronged you. God made me understand that forgiveness is reaching out to someone who did you wrong for their betterment. God made me understand that forgiveness is not paying back evil for good, and genuinely, not for show off. He made me understand that actually forgiveness is a matter of your heart. It has nothing to do with what you say. It has nothing to do with what your actions are. It has everything to do with your heart posture towards someone who did you wrong, or even towards yourself. Where is your heart posture when you see, or when you think, or when you hear from someone who did you wrong? Especially if someone has not yet apologized. Where is your heart posture? Have you let go? Genuinely from your heart, have you let go? Do you wish them well? You know, you have not forgiven them. Even if you have told them that you have forgiven them, but every time you see them, you wish them bad. Every time you hear from them, you want them something bad to happen. You understand? So, forgiveness has everything to do with your heart posture towards yourself and towards someone who has offended you. So it's having a pure heart towards someone or yourself for things that they did to you. Now let's get back to the three dimensions. So the first dimension that I want to talk about is forgiving others. Forgiving others is very crucial when it comes to our freedom in Christ. You get, it is a very crucial factor when it comes to overcoming and forgiveness. And God really understands it, and I will make you understand that today. But before, I want us to read from two Bible verses. The first Bible verse I will read from is Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 to 15. I'll read very quickly. And it says, if you forgive others the wrongs that they have done to you, your Father in heaven will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive the wrongs you have done. The second verse is from Mark chapter 11, verse 25, which says, and when you stand to pray, forgive anything that you may have against anyone, so that your Father in heaven will forgive the wrongs you have done. Let me tell you, these Bible verses, and every Bible verses that speaks about forgiving others so that God can forgive you, were not my favorite. There were verses that were getting to my nerve, because there are some people that are not forgiven, and I misunderstood the verses. It was one of the reasons why I thought God has not forgiven me, because I have not forgiven others. You understand? But these verses were not my, like, I would pretend that I've not had these verses and continue with my life. But the more I realized that this thing is actually a hindrance to my growth to God, and I have to fix it, the more God made me understand these verses. Let me tell you, I was in between. The verses again were confusing, because I was in between wondering why God again, because when I came to Christ, I was told that everything was done. If I want healing, it was done on the cross. It was for me to just accept that.
If I want forgiveness, it was already done. Then why are you again coming to tell me that I have to forgive others so that you can forgive me? Are you getting my point? It was so confusing and so discouraging. But I understood that I misunderstood the point, the word of God. And God made me understand that no, it's not that God has not forgiven us. Even before you sinned, even before anything, you were already pre-forgiven. When he died on the cross, he did everything. It is for us to step in. Now, what is to step in? Where is that to step in? It's in forgiving others. You understand? So, when we accept Christ, even before we have accepted Christ, he has forgiven us and he loves us. He has forgiven us even before we hear that word, even before we kneel down to ask him to forgive us of our sins. He has finished it. We are already forgiven. It is just for us to step in into the realization that we are forgiven. You understand? So how do you step in? Because when it comes to the things of God, there are the things that God does and there are the things that you as an individual are supposed to do. In our scenario, God has already forgiven us before anything. He's already forgiven us. He's forgotten the things that we have done. What is our responsibility? Our responsibility in this case is to forgive others. Why? I will explain. Why should you forgive others? I will explain. Let me tell you, if you still have unforgiveness in your heart, it's going to be hard. If you cannot forgive another person, it's going to be hard for you to believe that God has forgiven you, because our minds are so practical and God knows of how much our minds are practical. We have to see this thing and experience it here so that we can believe our Father in heaven can also do it. So if you have not forgiven someone here on earth, it's going to be impossible for you to believe that God has forgiven us, because we have not experienced it practically. So you have to forgive someone, you have to forgive yourself so that you can and experience it practically, so that God can forgive, so that you can believe that you are forgiven by God. I hope that point is clear. The second reason as to why we have so, at the end of the day, forgiving others is not for their sake, it's for your sake. It's for your sake to believe that this thing is actually practical, that okay, because I forgave someone so and so, because I'm no longer wishing them negative things, because I'm no longer holding grudges, then that means God, I am forgiven by God because I have practically experienced it. So as a matter of fact, it is for our good and not for the person who has, not for the good of someone who has wronged you. The second reason as to why forgiving others is important to you, it's because when you are harboring unforgiveness in yourself, you're opening doors for the enemy to condemn you. You understand? Like I mentioned earlier, I really struggled with believing that God has forgiven me. It's because I have given the enemy the authority to condemn me, because I am harboring evil in me. You understand? Because every time you entertain evil things in your life, every time you entertain negativity or sin in your life, it's like you are giving the enemy, the devil, access to you. You've opened a door for him to condemn you, to say, you've given him authority for his voice to be loud in your head. That is why I kept hearing these voices, and I gave him the authority to
to speak over my life. I gave him the authority to voice his ideas in me. You understand? Because I am still harboring unforgiveness in me. So when you let go, you shut that door. And I will tell you of an experience. Someone did me wrong, and it was taking me forever to forgive them, to let them go. Every time I would hear their name, and I was going to church, I was praying in tongues and everything, but I was wishing them the worst. I was wishing them the worst because of what they did to me. And I will justify, because I will tell God, this person almost drew me to depression, so I will not forgive this person. I'm sorry. But the more I got into the more I got into understanding God and overcoming unforgiveness, the more I let him go, the more I asked God to let that person go, like to help me forgive him, because by my own strength I realized I couldn't. So I involved God. I told God, help me forgive this person. You understand? And after I have forgiven them, after I've let them go, they came back to my life, you know, apologized and everything. And I realized, when they came back, I realized that God has helped me overcome this, because this person is here asking me for forgiveness, and genuinely, I have forgiven them. Like, I'm not wishing them bad, I'm wishing them all the best. In fact, I started preaching to them. You get? And then it was in that moment that God... that person was one of the major people that I was fighting hard to forgive. And when I let go of them and the few others that came, that I was harboring unforgiveness in my heart towards them, the more I realized that these voices that were speaking, or the condemnation that was coming to attack me every time I was done praying, the more these voices were silent. So when this person came back to ask for forgiveness, that is when I realized that I stopped hearing those voices, that I would pray and finish my prayers, and there was no condemnation or sadness in my heart. And when I traced back, it was the moment I let these people that I had not forgiven them go. I'm really hoping that you're understanding me. So forgiving others is actually shutting the voice of the enemy, or it's shutting the door that is allowing him to have so much authority to speak to you. I hope you get that. So forgiving others, one, it has everything to do with you and not them. One, to shut the voices of the enemy of condemnation that he's speaking to you. And two, to practically believe that it can be done. Because when you experience it here, then it will be so easy for you to believe that your Father in heaven has forgiven you. So yeah, those are the reasons as to why forgiving others is very, very, very crucial. You know, it is very, very crucial. It is one of the steps that will lead you to freedom. You get? And another reason, the last reason, it's because when you forgive others, when you have not forgiven a person, you wish them bad. You start having evil thoughts. You want evil things to happen to them. When you get to that point, when you are in that point, you are not of Christ. That is not the character of Christ. That is not of Christ at all. So you are harboring a nature in you that is not from Christ. You are distancing yourself from Christ. You're pulling yourself further from Christ just because you've not let go of someone. You get? So
And God does not want that. He wants us to draw near to you. But because of the evil thoughts that you keep thinking or wishing towards someone, it pushes you from Him. It even becomes difficult for you to hear God. To hear God. When God tells you, I've forgiven you, it's difficult for you to hear Him because you are entertaining evil in you, and light and darkness cannot come together. So it's going to be hard for you to hear from God. It's going to be difficult for you to experience God, or you're going to remain stagnant in your growth with Christ because you've harbored something evil in you that you don't want to let go. But the moment you've let go of that person, you start wishing them well, the more you will hear the voice of God, the more the voice of the enemy is going to be silent. The more you'll be more of Christ. And I want you to understand, these people who have done you wrong, at the end of the day, they are the children, they are still the children of God. At the end of the day, God loves them. At the end of the day, God died on the cross because of them. So you cannot, and you and I as believers, our solemn duty on this earth is to make people disciples of God. How are you going to make that person who did you wrong a disciple of Christ if you're wishing them bad, if you have not forgiven them? You see how unforgiveness really hinders us in so many ways. So before you ask why should I forgive so and so, it's for you to practically experience these things here on earth, for you to believe that God has forgiven you. That is one. Two, for you to let go of ungodly nature in you, all those evil thoughts that you wish those people who have wronged you to let them go. To let them go. And three, for you to shut that door that you have allowed the enemy to use for him to be so loud, for his voice to be so loud in you. Those are the reasons, and I believe there are more, but those are the reasons that you should forgive people. Forgive every person that has wronged you, no matter what. Not for them, not for anyone, but for you and for your relationship with God. Now, the second dimension of forgiveness is forgiving yourself. Like I mentioned, I felt so dumb. I would stress myself. And forgiving yourself, it's the hardest thing, because you see yourself every day. You are yourself. Everywhere you go, you are you. So if you don't forgive yourself, it's something, you know, forgiving others is something that you can ignore, because you're not seeing, especially if you're not seeing those people on a daily basis, it's something that you can ignore. But forgiving yourself is something that you cannot ignore. It's something you carry every day, and it's something that I really, really struggled with for a very long time. I really struggled with. I would feel so dumb. I would feel so bad about myself. I would feel so wasted. I don't know how to explain this, but I would punish myself. I would stress myself out over a sin, over my past life that is already forgiven. You know, sometimes later I was laughing at myself because I was telling myself, you know, God must be wondering what's wrong with this girl. Because the Bible says that He has forgotten our past. Once you've accepted Him, He's rubbed. It's not even there. Even in the book of judgment, God will start judging you from the day that you asked Him to forgive you. So I was laughing at myself. I was like, really, the devil can really lie to people? Because I was condemning myself for a past life that God already rubbed. So when God comes to look at how I'm doing, He's wondering, why am I stressing? And He's not even stressing. Why am I stressing for something that He has already done? done with. But it was something that really was putting me, it almost put me into depression, because I used to think like, I'm so dumb, why did I do that? Why did I keep such friends, you know? I'm one person that I'm very strict with my life, and one small mistake, I would punish myself, stress myself out. But then God gave me one verse that really encouraged me, or it was my point of, it was one verse that I recited that brought me to a place of freedom. And it comes from Romans chapter 8 verse 1, which says, "There is no condemnation now for those who live in union with Christ." This verse has, I don't know how to explain, this verse has been my food. My food, because every time those thoughts will come, I will read this verse, that there is no condemnation now for those who live in union with Christ. I want you to understand that once you've confessed Christ and asked Him for forgiveness, it is done. It is done, no matter what you did. Even if you are the greatest sinner, God is not seeing that. You are not condemned in any way. You are not condemned. It is finished. Like the moment God starts looking at your life from the day you have confessed Him. So if you are like me, condemning yourself over the past mistakes that you did, I want you to hold on to this verse. It has really helped me. It has really, really helped me greatly. I want you to always believe and always tell yourself that there is no condemnation, because the enemy wants us to feel condemned. He wants us to go back, because once you feel condemned, you are like, okay, then why should I keep on? Why should I pursue salvation? It's better I go back and continue sinning, because anyway, that's what the enemy wants you to do. But today I want to tell you that your case is not done. The fact that you wake up every morning, God is not done with you. And I want you to also realize that the enemy, he is condemned. For him, it is done. There is no single day that the judgment over his life is ruled. You understand? And because of that, he wants to discourage the children of God so that he can go with them. I don't want you to be among those. Look, he is condemned. There is no day that he will be forgiven. His judgment is already passed. He belongs to hell. But for you, child of God, no matter how many, even if you have been in Christianity, backslided, come back. The fact that every day you wake up in the morning, you breathe the breath of God, you have life in you, that means God is always, that is always a second chance to ask Him for forgiveness. It does not matter how many times you have sinned. It does not matter how great you have sinned. You are forgiven. You are forgiven, and the fact that you have not died and you are still alive is a second chance for you to redeem your life. Every time you listen to the enemy, to the condemnations of the enemy, just remember it is his ways for you to go with him. Because him, he's done. His work is done. His judgment is already passed. But he doesn't want to suffer in hell alone. He wants to bring the children of God with him. But God does not want that for you and me. That is why he died on the cross. That is why he gives you life. That is why he gives you an opportunity. That is why he brings people around you who speak the word of God.
That is why you're even listening to this podcast. That is why God has led you to listen to this podcast. Because he wants you to understand that he loves you and he cares about you. And there is no single day God would be happy to see you going to hell. And his work is finished. He wants you to step in. Please do not fall into the condemnation of the enemy. Always, every time the enemy, because the enemy, when you come to salvation, the enemy will still try to win you back to sin. He will still try. He never gives up. And he has tactics. And one of the tactics is the mind games that he plays in our minds to make you think that you have not, or to make you not forgive yourself, or think that God has not forgiven you. But no, the Bible says, and take the word of God just as the way it is, that there is no condemnation now for those who are in union with Christ. You are forgiven. You are white as snow. You are without blemish. You are treasured. Even if you ask God forgiveness today and tomorrow you fall, please just get up and pray and tell God to forgive you. That is another chance. God is never exhausted with chances to give his children. So I want you to believe that you are forgiven and forgive yourself. Every time the enemy reminds you of how your past life is, tell him that you are condemned, but I am not condemned. I know my past life was horrible. I know I have sinned again and again. I know I have backslided, but my own is not done. My own is not done. Tell him on his face. Tell him my God loves me and he died on the cross. And he's not exhausted of the chances that he has given me. And the fact that I am alive, he's given me his breath, he's given me his life, I still can go back. But you, devil, yours is condemned, yours is done. So don't try to pull me. Sometimes you just have to talk to the enemy. As the moment he comes, it is good to talk back to him using the word of God. It shatters him. It silences him. Because the enemy, once you know the word of God, you make him weaker. So do not at any point think that you're not forgiven, or at any point not forgive yourself. You're forgiven and there is no condemnation. You are, oh my God, I don't know how to explain this. You are without blemish. You are white as snow. Even if you sinned yesterday and today you ask God for forgiveness, believe that you are as white as snow. You are clear, without blemish. And he is condemned, so he shouldn't come to you and lie to you. You know? And lastly, what I want to talk about is God's forgiveness. So I don't want to repeat this, because all through I have spoken that the finished work of God is done. 2,000 years ago, when Christ died on the cross, it was done, my friend. It was done. Listen, it was done. I don't know how to emphasize further, but it was done. Christ did it for you and I and the generations to come. All he wants us to do, is to have the realization that his work is done. That forgiveness is done. Even before we sinned, God has already forgiven. He did it on the cross. He carried our sins on the cross. Even before you sinned, it is done. It is for us to believe. Today, I believe and step in. And step in, my friend. Step in into the realization that you are forgiven. You know, he gave up his life so that we can live in abundance. He gave us his life so that we can live in freedom. He gave us, it is so unfair that he gave up his life and
you, the child of God, is still living in bondage of unforgiveness. It is so unfair that he died on the cross and you, child of God, is still condemning yourself for the things that you did in the past. Let me tell you, even before you did it, even before you sinned, he already forgave you. He already forgave you. And it is for us to dare to believe. How do you dare to believe? Is to take the word of God just the way it is. When the Bible says there is no condemnation for, take it the way it is. When the word of God says forgive others so that your father, take it the way it is. And I'm going to tell you of the personal steps that I took towards forgiving others. One is to, is the realization, the fact that God brought this thing to my attention, that means it was something that was a huge hindrance. So when God brings something, it cannot be sins, it cannot be unforgiveness, sometimes it can be something else in your case. But if God highlights, because God has a way of highlighting, if he's working in you, he has a way of highlighting issues, matters of your heart that are not in line with him. When he highlights such thing, he wants you to, come into the realization of this thing that is an hindrance, and you working towards overcoming that thing. So God might be speaking to you today through even this podcast that there are some people you have not forgiven, that you have not forgiven yourself. He wants you to let go. He wants you to realize that the reason as to why you are not growing, the reason as to why maybe you are falling back to sin now and then, it's because of the unforgiveness you've harbored in your heart. It could be through this podcast. Once God has brought that to your light, it's not for you to feel bad about it. It's not for you to feel judged about it. It's not for you to feel condemned about that factor. It is for you to accept that this thing is really becoming a hindrance in my relationship with my Maker. And because it's a hindrance, I want to get over it. I want to overcome it. How do you overcome such things? Because I mentioned some things are beyond your human capability, but because of the spirit that is in you is greater than the one that is in the world. So how do you overcome especially when you think you're not in a position to, is to pray. Let me tell you, is to pray. Again, I am telling you, is to pray. Pray, go back to God and tell him, because there is no need of hiding things to God. He knows you better than the way you know yourself. So go back to God and tell God, there is this person, God, I have not forgiven. There is this father that, you know, my dad mistreated me when I was young. My dad used to abuse me, or, you know, my uncle, there's this person who raped me when I was young and I have not forgiven them. There is this boyfriend who broke my heart and I have not forgiven them. My mother abandoned me and I have not forgiven them. My stepmother did this to me and I have not forgiven them, God. It has been 10 years. It has been 5 years. It has been a year. It has been 20 years. I have not forgiven them, Lord. My boss did me wrong and I cannot... He doesn't see the need of asking for forgiveness. And I'm finding it hard to be in that environment. God, I condemn myself for my past mistakes. I have not forgiven myself. Go to God the way you are. That is what I'm trying to say. Go to God just the way you are, with the baggages that you have. Pray fervently. Pray today. If you feel today he's not responded, don't give up. Tomorrow, pray. Don't keep on praying. The more I prayed, the more these people, the more I felt lighter, the more I stopped thinking evil upon them, the more I became more like Christ. He will help you. He will make you see a different dimension. So the first step is to pray. The second step is to if you can reach out to those people, or if in any case they come ask you for forgiveness, or anyway, if you have access to those people, just tell them that, you know, you did me wrong. That really helps. You did me wrong, but you know what? I have forgiven you, genuinely. Even if they previously came and asked you for forgiveness and you just said through your mouth, but in your heart you have not forgiven them. This time that God has helped you forgive them genuinely, go to them and tell them, I know you asked me for forgiveness and I told you I've forgiven you, but I had not forgiven you. I was wishing you bad, but because of the Christ in me, he has enabled me to forgive you genuinely. You know, such thing can even trigger them to come to your Christ. If you cannot access them, it's fine. Celebrate. The last way is to celebrate that you've actually let these people go. Like I mentioned, when this person came back and they were trying to settle issues with me, that's when I realized I'm not wishing them bad. I celebrated and I thanked God that he let me go these people. He let me go of the unforgiveness in my heart. The next step is to forgive yourself for the things that you did, for every wrong that you did. Forgive yourself and choose not to focus on the condemnation of the enemy. The next thing is to attack the enemy, like I mentioned, with the word of God. Whenever the enemy comes to condemn him, attack him with the word of God. Tell him that the Bible says now that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Who are you to tell me that I'm condemned? Those things shatter the enemy. They shatter him silence. They shatter him silence. And the last thing is thanksgiving. Just tell God, when you've overcome all that and you have come to a place of freedom, remember to tell God, thank you. Thank you for letting me allow these people go, or for enabling me to forgive myself. And thank you for forgiving me. So yeah, basically that was the message that was in my heart about forgiveness. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will be able to overcome this type of bondage that I've spoken about, because this is a bondage and God doesn't want us to stay in bondages. He wants us to experience freedom in abundance. So I pray that through this podcast, you are going to take the steps that will lead you to a place of freedom, it will lead you to a place of forgiveness, will lead you to a place of surrender. So before ending this episode, I'd like us to pray about what we've just spoken about. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I lift your holy name. I honor you because of this father, because of this brother, because of this sister, because of this mother, because of this person that you have led them to listen to this episode. I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you will enable them overcome the bondage of unforgiveness. You will enable them forgive other people. You will enable them forgive themselves, and you will enable them believe that they are forgiven. You will enable them not adhere to the voice of the enemy. I thank you, Lord, because they are in their place of, they are on their way to freedom, and they will testify of your greatness. I pray this prayer, trusting and believing. Amen. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you so much for everything. I bless God for you, and I pray that he will walk with you. You will grow in him, and you will get to a place of freedom. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next time.